Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Trying to figure out the best way, you know, to put this thing out to be most efficient. And right. It's ready to go. I will tell everybody that. Got a couple of supporting releases that are coming right now, getting ready for a Christmas project, holiday project that I'm in the studio working on right now. So
fantastic.
That'll be coming shortly. The album will be coming shortly. And definitely some good soul, R&B, you know, music with a West Coast flavor to it. So I'm excited. Right. I think people are going to love it.
Absolutely long overdue. Man, there's so many things that I want to talk to you about. I know a lot of the positive and loving listeners out there want to know. You know, as you said, being an independent artist is a big difference from going from a major label when you have
right.
label backing you and promoting what you're doing. But I also think it's a good thing as far as being an independent artist because you control your brand and the kind of product that you want to put out. Can you speak to the listeners out there and give them some more information as far as your thought process now being an independent artist?
Yes, exactly like you said. Having so much control over what happens one way or the other, you really have to be tedious in the decisions that you make. You really have to do your due diligence, especially now in a time where, you know, technology is changing so much every day. The way that you go about promoting and marketing yourself changes so much. You just really have to stay on top of it. So, you know, for instance, with my album, like, it'd be nice to set a date But as things are happening and you have more opportunities popping up, you kind of want to ride the wave of those opportunities. You know what I mean? And those things weren't necessarily set in place, you know, a couple of months ago. Maybe it's just that momentum that's been attained by a couple of releases have changed the situation a bit. When you were the major, it's kind of the opposite of that, you know. You have a plan pretty much set out in the beginning, a formula that label uses to promote and market, you know, whatever genre of music that you're in. And they kind of take that out every time, hit or miss, because it's a formula that's been proven. Things are changing so much now in 2015. Couple that with the fact that the indie artist is the end all, you know, in decision making for indie projects. And it's just a different thing. You just really have to kind of fly by the seat of your pants and make sure that you make the right decisions based on your position.
Absolutely. You know, I joke. I said, man, I remember when I was 21 about, you know, 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, man, I mean, things have changed so dramatically. I remember when you started, there was no social media. You had MySpace.
Right.
No Twitter.
Right.
No Facebook. Not able to purchase music, quote unquote, via the internet, digital. You had to still go to the record store, neighborhood record store. Lord have mercy, 67th Street.
Sure did. Okay.
Much love to you.
For sure.
Had to go to the record store and purchase that 45, that 78, that 33.
Yeah.
No more Tower Records. No more Music Land. No same goodie. How do you think that has affected as far as you being an artist where now you were able to interact and meet a lot of your supporters? Now you have to reach out and touch them now via social media. How long did it take you to that?
You know, it's the way of the game. So, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel. I'm thankful that I came at a time when, you know, in stores was a big deal back in the time when I first started. So whatever the hottest retail store in the area was, that was the place where I was hitting. I was going there and I was setting up a you know, sign my CDs or to sign some material or whatever. Like, that was a big thing for me. And I think that my team at the time, I think we were on the forefront of one thing that I think has me going today. A lot of those in stores, I would trade an autograph for an email address. And that's how I think we were able to build a fan base that was just able to stick with me this long. You know what I mean? And I always tell, like, new artists come up to me and ask me, you know, what should I do? How do I get myself heard? Man, I don't have the slightest clue. I couldn't tell the first person how to, you know what I'm saying, to start from scratch. I was on the radio last week just kind of, I was reflecting as I was talking, you know, my situation is just totally different. It's totally opposite of the way that it's normally done. I came out with a major first, was able to have a machine behind building a fan base, and then was able to keep that fan base and branch off on my own for the most part. And luckily, it was a worldwide fan base, so.
Right. Absolutely.
It's been, you know, it could be worse. I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely. I definitely understand. I'm going to pull TQ's chain just a little bit. I'm going to take him back to the days of K-Day, Greg Mack, and the Mack Attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it was a much simplistic time where up-and-coming artists like yourself could have the music put in the rotation. I give Greg a lot of credit because he would play music and you would get that instant exposure. And as you said, you would get out and meet people. For you, I don't want to use a word or use a term, difficult. How challenging has it been for you to remain true to who you are as an artist?
Well, I mean, I think the easiest way to stay true to who you are in a time when things are changing is just, you know, being able to look in the mirror every day and be happy with who you are And I've always maintained that ability. By the grace of God, I could wake up every morning, I could come into the studio, I could write my kind of music and feel good about it. You know, I've always tried more often than not to write music with some substance in it, music with some sort of throwback vibe that reminds me of my roots. And even though I've, you know, delved into other genres and kind of tried to mix up the things that I listen to and the things that I learn, I think that there's always been that base, which is my experience and what I've been through. So many people have found it hard to categorize what I do, but it's just soul music, man. It's just soul. It's from inside, and I think that regardless of how much it changes, regardless of how difficult it is to get it heard or to get it out there as opposed to how easy it has been before in the past, like I say, I still have those people that just want this kind of music. So that's a blessing. I think the job in front of me and my team is to find as many of those people on earth as we can possibly find. And I think it's enough of them. It's just all about putting a formula together to get music to them consistently. That's been the biggest challenge, to be able to release it consistently.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've always been thoroughly impressed with you, man, is that you have never got stagnant. You've always dabbled in other things as far as acting.
Yeah.
At one point, I said, wait a minute. I said, is TQ going to leave music and really just throw himself in the acting genre? And also, I know that you love photography, man. Can you tell the listeners out there a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've just always been, I guess, a pretty well-rounded guy. I've always been into a lot of different things. I've traveled a lot, and you know, it's just certain things that turn me on. And acting has always been something that I was just interested in since a little kid. Church, school, I was always the one starring in the play. Always the one, you know, just never afraid to try to get the part. Always just trying to get the part. That just has always been my thing. I think my teachers growing up, they probably got tired of me trying to get the part. The schools that I went to, for whatever the case was, school play was always just a big deal for me, man. Just
right.
You'd have one or two a year, and it was always a big deal for me. I think that's where I got the acting bug. And photography, you know, I feel like music is a picture for your ears.
Absolutely.
So, you know, in working with different photographers and the times that I've been able to watch them do their work, they really go about it in a way that we go about writing songs.
Right.
You tap into inspiration, and you take that bit of inspiration and create around it. And what one person may create with that image is something different from the next person and the next person and the next person. And it's the same thing with a sound or a melody or a concept for a song. So I think it's just a natural kind of hand-in-hand thing. I travel so much, I keep a camera with me, so I'm always finding something good to snap, something good to look at. And I got such a library of just photography, just stuff that I don't even show anybody. I just kind of look at it myself. I have a page actually on my website, therealtq.com, where I put up, you know, periodically stuff that I shoot. But sometimes I'm just like, not afraid, but just kind of ashamed. I know I'm not a professional, and so many people that do such great work. And, you know, mine is just a hobby. I think once I get the time to kind of dig into it one day, maybe I'll take it a little more seriously.
Well, you know what? The vibe that I get, you know, as far as your photography is concerned, is very therapeutic. I think photography, photography and music, they go hand in hand. You know,
it's
a window to the soul. It's a window of self-expression. I mean, it's funny. I tell my son this all the time. I said, you know, growing up in South Central Los Angeles is always the negative things that are portrayed.
Right.
But there was so much beauty, so much beauty.
Absolutely.
So much beauty from Redondo Beach, Concert by the Sea. I'm really dating myself now.
You're completely right, man. You're completely right. We got one of the most beautiful ghettos in the world, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Walk outside
Absolutely.
And there's palm trees out in front of the projects. It's no joke.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. Going to the Slauson and swap meet, you know, the
Crenshaw. Yes, sir.
I mean, like I said, I'm dating myself. I'm dating myself a little bit. But it's
hey, it's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
how would that help your growth, not only as an artist but also as a man?
I mean, it's one thing we have out here is everything, man. It's a piece of everything, and you know, in a day, in a half a day, you can go ski in the mountains and end up at the beach. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's not many places in the world that's like that. You know what I mean? And,
right.
and to get between one and the other, you got to go through thousands of Crips and Bloods and all kinds of other stuff. So it's a place. It's an epic place, man. It's definitely a canvas to paint some masterpieces off of. I think that's why it draws so many people in. It's just something about this basin out here, man, that's just, I don't know. You know how they say it's something in the water? Definitely something in the water out here. This God's country out here, bro.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it takes me back real quick, family. I just wanted a real quick story. But Teddy Bear grew up on 67th Street in Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day I decided, I was what, about maybe 18, 19 years old, and I decided, you know what, I feel like going for a walk. And at the time, my auntie, God rest her soul, she lived off a Ramby. On Willowbrook.
Okay, my area.
Oh, yeah, so I decided to take a stroll from 67th Street.
Nice work.
Oh, man. And when I got to my auntie's house, she said, wait a minute, you didn't catch the bus? I said, no, I walked. She said, are you crazy? I said, it was fun. It was, it was adventurous. I knew the brothers with the red and blue, they were out, but it was okay. I was feeling
That's
myself.
Right.
I felt good
That's
about
right.
myself. I felt real good about myself.
I ain't mad at that.
Good. And speaking of feeling good, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined and blessed this evening by TQ. And we're going to take you back just a little bit, step in time, with a classic of West Side here in the Comfort Zone. Of LODO Radio.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for me. Steady mobbing, rock, rock on.
I was just a young boy living in the hub city. Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had every nigga talking about boy you can't fuck with me. Remember Ice T had the power. Gunshots licking by the hour. We're too short, bumped in every super spoke and told us all how to ride for the West Coast.
My people sitting with me where you at, throw your gloves in the air
and wave them like you just don't care.
From LA to the Bay, what you say?
All day, every day, any damn day.
Everything's gonna be fine.
and it just took off into something that I wasn't expecting, to say the least.
You know, I've always said things happen for a reason, and I want to take it a step further. That's why I've always, I'm a firm believer as far as being an independent artist, because when you have that kind of control over your brand, you're not a puppet on the string. You're not allowing anyone to try to make you something until you're not, because at the end of the day, like you said before, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. You know, you have to do that. And speaking of that, Coming Home, the new hit single, man, the video is fantastic. Who was in charge as far as the cinematography and putting the video together?
Thank you, man. That's actually another artist, a friend of mine out here in L.A. That's Robert Garcia, a.k.a. Mr. Criminal.
Number one
selling Latino rapper in Los Angeles on the West Coast, actually. And he, just like we was talking about earlier, man, when you're a creative person, most creative people have a couple of different passions. And one of his is, you know, videography, cinematography. And he's, as you can see from the video, man, the man is great at it. So we shot the video over 5 days in L.A. and Santa Barbara. The video is actually a piece of the trailer for a television series that he and I and a couple of other ones, DeMizza, a couple of other people are working on, entitled Brothers. So the video that you see now is actually encapsulated inside of a 14-minute piece that that Criminal directed, that I wrote. And, you know, just like we were saying earlier, it's funny we touched on all of this. Technology changing so much, so many ways to make impressions on people. Music is so colorful, it's such an image, you know, for your mind and for your ears. My album, this new album I'm working on, Coming Home, is kind of parts of a story, the story of the brothers that I've created, that I've written. And we're going to roll it out over my blog, over the next crop of videos that I shoot, and over a couple of short film episode type things. I mean, it's in development, and we're trying to get it picked up, but I figure why not just let it play out in front of the fans now.
Right.
If we can take it to the next level, let's take it to the next level. But it's all about keeping that control that you was talking about earlier.
Absolutely. And I said, you don't want to ask you this. As far as the new album is concerned, have you ever thought about turning this into a documentary? Because I know The Game, with his new album, he's turned it into a documentary. And, I mean, it's been very, very successful. Was there any thought process on possibly doing it and going in that direction?
You know, the thought process regarding this album and the brothers kind of comes from my fans. They was really into the way that my first album was put together. That was a story from the beginning to the end. So that's kind of where I wanted to take this. I mean, I'm a storyteller with my writing. That's my favorite thing to do. I think you can take people further than just the song and have them waiting for the next song. So in thinking that way and kind of listening to them, that's kind of the way that they're spelling it out, the way that they would like to receive it. So that's the way I'm going to give it to them. And I think with most indie artists, man, we're just thinking of new ways to captivate our audience so that they can be even more gung-ho. Like, your fans are your best promoter when you're an indie artist. So I just want to make sure that I keep them entertained and keep them wanting something new. And I think this is one way to do it, man. You know, all of the big TV studios, all of the internet movie sites or whatever, the Netflix and Hulus of the world, everybody's getting into programming their own stuff. So this is a time when people are looking for content. You got some really great shows that aren't on network TV. Just like you got great music that's being played on internet radio that's not necessarily touching terrestrial radio. It's the same thing happening for visual. So we're just trying to ride the wave, man, trying to get on it as it comes. You know, we got a talented group of people. I think I'm on a talented team, and just got a lot to offer. So I'm trying to hit it from all angles.
In the words of that great American poet, too short, man, you got to get it. while I get this good. Lord,
believe that. Believe that.
And speaking of that, man, the hustle and the grind is real. And I remember an interview you did, man, Jesus Christ, I'd say maybe about 10 years ago, and you talked about remaining true to who you are, longevity, and leaving legacy. What does legacy mean to TQ?
I think that growing up listening to R&B, just as a son of my parents who were just huge R&B fans, they had every Motown, Stax, Philly Sound record you could think of right there at my fingertips. So it's like having an encyclopedia of the golden age of soul music. And that's what I grew up with at my fingertips. So people that I'm recognizing as the artists that I like to listen to, Marvin Gaye and the Curtis Mayfields and, you know, the Aretha Franklins of the world, man, these people are icons. So when you're pitting yourself up against that, I think that you just automatically want to be something great. You want to do something great. So I wanted to open up a lane for those of us who love R&B, soul music, but who use it as more therapy than necessary, something that you would want to play at your wedding or for your sweetheart. You know, it's a big group of people who don't necessarily know where the rent's coming from next month.
Absolutely.
And those people sometimes want that addressed through song. And most of the time they don't want to hear somebody yelling it in their ears or coming at it aggressively. Sometimes they want it put to some melody. Okay, well, I know how to do it. It has been done before me, has been done a lot after me. And I like to feel like I have something to do with the fact that it's been done a lot after me. That's what I call legacy.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you something. From me to you, your music and your artistry resonates, man, with soul, man. It definitely does. And so without further ado, let's get into, oh, my pleasure, man, the new hit single, Coming Home, from the one and only TQ, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Connected well. They say that light skinned nigga from from your neighborhood. I used to have a problem with him back in grade school. You know I heard some things I just couldn't believe. I know you hold me down just like a quick weed, but this is why I got to get out and see. If you playing me, yeah, I'm coming home. Girl, I'm coming home.
Having me, man. This is a wild day. I'm sitting here on the radio and I'm watching my family on Family Feud right now. It's funny. Boy, God's good, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what I want to do before we let you go? We have a caller on the line, so we're going to get him on the line. Calling from the ATL. We're going to 770. Caller, you're on the line with TQ and, of course, the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hello?
Good
can
day.
You hear me?
Yes,
I can.
Guess who it is? Guess who?
Who is this?
It's your purple girl.
Hey, what's up? All right, now check this out.
It's Leanna.
I know who it is. Teddy Bear, we were just talking about how your fans become your best promoters, right? Here's absolutely one of them right on the phone.
Purple.
And you know I wasn't going to leave you hanging. You know I had to call in because you are the number one person in my life. But I do have a question. And, okay, of course, I always want to see you. So my question is, are you going to be doing a promo for the new album in the States? Specifically?
Yes.
Atlanta.
ATL.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm working on Atlanta and New Orleans.
And if you could get to New York, you know I'll go to New York any day because that's where my mother's
at.
Oh,
yeah, right.
So.
Well, mom's in New York, right? Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm coming to Atlanta this time around to do some radio, to do some promo, and hopefully a show, too.
Okay, you got me smiling from ear to ear. It's crazy.
Good to hear from
God.
You, babe.
Yes, I'm happy I was able to get through. So I'm not going to hold you, and I'm just letting you know that I'm here to support you. And, yeah, that's all.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I love you forever and ever and ever and ever.
Love you too, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good evening. Man, Tiki, how does that make you feel, man, when you hear someone
great,
that
man.
Has that much love for you?
Great, man. That's what it's all about. Like, she's been a fan for so long. Like, and those are the ones that keep you doing it, because they can remember times when your music has gotten them through certain things in their lives. And they've been there so long. Please believe I've had conversations with some of them about, you know, certain times in their lives that my music has helped them through. So it's just a real personal relationship that I've been able to build with my fans over time. And, you know, this time around, more so than anything, I just want to get out there and perform for them. And that's the one thing that they've been missing more so than anything else, just being able to see me and the band get down live. So that's what we're working on. That's what we're working on.
Well, just to let you know, man, this is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And hopefully very soon you'll make your way down here to the great state of Texas, man, so you can throw some soul.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
man.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank you for your continued support. And definitely the next time I'm coming through that way, I'm going to have to come in and do it all again.
Absolutely, man. Much continued success. God bless, man, and stay up, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. The incredible TQ here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio, man. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. And again, be sure to purchase the new hit single, Coming Home, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also for those who like to live somewhat more adventurous, Lord have mercy, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by TQ's official website. That's at therealtq.com. Often imitated, but never quite duplicated. Lord have mercy. And speaking of that, hey, let's get back into some more TQ. You know, the teddy bear is definitely reminiscing about the West Side here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
This is going out to the whole wide West Side. Know what I'm saying?
Just a young boy living in the hub city,
Eastside Compton.
Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had every nigga talking about, boy, you can't
fuck with me. Remember Ice-T had the power. Gunshots licking by the hour.
We're too short, bumped in every super spoke, and told us all how to ride for the West Coast.
My people saying, "Baby, where you at? Throw your gloves in the air
and wave them like you just don't care."
From L.A. to the Bay.
Every nigga claiming he was from the CPT.
Y'all remember?
One time tried to clown.
We had to burn this bitch on down. One time for my niggas in incarceration.
I played the dime with you for having lots of patience.
Two times for my sisters at the county bill.
I got some Westside love for all you ghetto children.
Three times for my niggas that done passed away.
I took a chance for you and pray for better days. One day everything's gonna be fine.
Take a look around. We got the whole world locked down, going on and on.
say, Christopher Williams, don't wake me, because I'm dreaming. And speaking of Christopher Williams, yeah, I got something for you. We're going to have Christopher on the show next Monday, the 16th, yes, Lord, at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as we debut his long-awaited new single, Too Late. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And not only that, that's not enough pertinent information. Hey, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/LOTL Radio. We're also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL The Comfort Zone. You say, well, Teddy Bear, when you're not on air, we need to hear our music. We got you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live stream. That's on Live 365. Yes, and you can locate it on your app at your Google Play Store. Just download it. Type in LOTL, The Comfort Zone, because I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill that need, bringing substance back to their waves with Christian Gregory. Cover your ears here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Count on the two. Hey, this is Chris Jasper hanging with Teddy Bear at LLTL Radio, debuting my new single, Keep Believing.
All right. Put down those guns and pick up those books. And listen to what I'm getting ready to put down.